just a minute. It's all right, the light just won't flash half the time. Okay, do you know the term white trash?
I've heard of it.
Would you ever use it?
No.
Okay. Then how about people from the country? We talked about redneck a minute ago. Any other
Hicks.
Names? Pardon?
Hicks.
Okay. Anybody else?
Well, it's a real general, I mean, a real specific term, too. Like, there's a small town in North Carolina that's known for killing blacks. And so up in this town, if you say Rosmanite, that means...
Mm-hmm. That's just in that one place in North Carolina. Do you know the term Hoosier?
No.
Do you know the term cracker?
Yes, Florida cracker, I've heard that.
Is that derogatory?
I wouldn't think so. I'd be proud of it.
Does it mean a country person or just anybody from Florida?
I would just think it means mainly just a rebel that was born in Florida.
All right. Mm-hmm. What are the two major political parties?
Democrats and Republicans.
Do you know slang names for either one of those?
GOP, Great American Party.
Which one is that?
The Republicans.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I guess you could say they could be called donkeys and elephants.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What do you call those people? I think they used to have more than they do now, that had long hair and were unwashed. And
hippies.
Okay. What is a hippie to you?
Well, long hair and dirty and promotes the thing of love and uses drugs. And I was against the war.
Yeah.
Probably.
Mm-hmm.
Student movement, all that stuff.
Are they still around?
No, because I think they're, I think to be a hippie, they had to be involved in somewhat like a movement, but and I don't think there are any more movements, really.
Mm.
Youth movements, big ones.
Okay. What would you call a non-romantic relationship with a member of the same sex? You say she's my...
friend.
Or if she's really a special friend.
Best friend.
All right, anything else?
My bosom buddy.
Would you use that?
Sometimes, jokingly.
Okay. Uh-huh. Well, in a situation where one of a child's parents had died, or perhaps they were divorced, what would you call an adult who befriends the child and then just becomes especially close to him? Probably not a relation, but just...
Probably. Well, the only thing I can think of is like godparents and, and a guardian.
Did you ever hear terms like play mama and play daddy?
No.
Okay. What would you call a child who had lost both parents?
An orphan.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Was there a group of children that you regularly played with as a child?
You mean in like elementary school and stuff?
Or older. What would you call a group like that?
I guess you call, I would never call them that, but I've heard people call them their gang, but I wouldn't call them my gang. My parents call them the gang, but I never call them the gang.
What would you call them?
Just friends.
All right. Are you familiar with the kind of game, I think this is often among blacks, where they insult each other, usually in rhyme, and then they insult the mothers, and it gets worse and worse, and they end up fighting?
No, I don't know.
Playing the dozens, did you ever hear of that?
No.
Okay. Was there any sort of initiation that new children had to go through when they moved into your neighborhood?
I guess, sort of.
Can you tell me what they had to do?
Well, and I was the only girl at the time, so most of the guys that grew up, most of the guys that came into the thing, they usually had to play. We played sports a lot, so I guess I was a tomboy, but so they had to be good in sports to be accepted in our crowd.
Okay. All sports or just...
Mainly just...